filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which I have wantonly and willfully migrated north. I make up my own words here from time to time on the show. I can do that. It's my show. Liberals do it all the time. They don't just make up words. They make up stories. They just tell whatever they want to tell. There have been 200 school shootings since Newtown. Nobody questions them. We just make up words here and we have fun. The mobification of Armed American Radio is in process. Mobile. We have mobilized and moved the studios north to West Bend, Wisconsin, where I am bringing the show to you today from the world headquarters of the United States Concealed Carry Association. This is about a 20,000-square-foot facility that the company moved into with less than 30 employees not too long ago, now over 60, and outgrowing this building.
Yeah, we're pretty much full at this point right now.
And that would be the voice of Kevin Michalowski, the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication for the USCCA. And as such, we had a fantastic conversation with some of the people who make up the organization, including the founder, Tim Schmidt. Great guy, good friend. Been doing this with Tim for a long time and have been involved and watched this thing grow from literally zero to where it is today and growing out of this 20,000-square-foot building. It's just phenomenal to see the membership base explode.
Something I really enjoy. I mean, every week we have meetings and we see the numbers of new people joining right. USCCA, the number of new people subscribing, the people that we're helping. It's just great.
It is, and it's great to be a part of it. And then, they are, of course, the main sponsor of this program. And then there's Crossbreed Holsters. And we love moving the studios and being able to do the show remote from locations all over the country. Kevin and I were just talking earlier. We had done this program together from Minneapolis, from Florida, to Wisconsin, and soon we'll be out in Arizona. A number of different shows we'll be broadcasting again up here for the Concealed Carry Expo again in May. So a lot of fun stuff. The mobification of Armed American Radio is underway, and I'll prove to you that I made it up. Look it up. It will say that word does not exist in Webster's Dictionary. Mobification, Armed American Radio, love it. We're also talking with Neil McCabe. Neil is my Washington, D.C. Armed American Radio editor. Neil, how you doing, man?
Phenomenal and getting better every day.
I knew you were going to say that.
When you first said Moby Vacation, isn't Moby that techno pop kid that the young people are listening to?
I don't know.
The music for the Bourne movies.
I don't know.
Going in a whole new direction, Mark.
I made up the word Moby Vacation. I did look it up. I did see there was somebody else that had a website, Moby Vacation. I guess somebody else liked the word.
I think he just said you weren't cool and modern.
No, I blew right past that. Noticed that. I'm professional. I blew right past that. I love Neil. I know what he's doing up there. He's doing great work. Neil, stick around with us. We have another great line addition to the lineup now. We have George Hill, the Mad Ogre, down
hey,
in South Carolina or North Carolina. George, how you doing, man?
Magical. It's a pleasure and a privilege as always.
Love having you on. Love hearing that every single week for years now in our sixth year. And David Kodria in Hudson, Ohio. David, I got a little closer to you. Migrated north and kept on going, man.
Well, you should keep migrating north because we're having a heat wave here. It's up to 28 Gore. And so, I only need to have one space heater on in this porch.
Woo, man. Oh, I got to tell you. Yeah, it was cold up here. It was negative something teen. That's all I know.
Yeah, we were about 14 below when you arrived.
I got to tell you, it's difficult. It's difficult to live in that temperature, even for people who live here. That's not normal temperature. I mean, it's cold here. It's wintertime. It's what you get. But that's exceptional. Just like last year, very, very difficult. I also experienced that in Minnesota last year. I think the highest wind chill I ever experienced was minus 40-something below up there when I was getting ready to catch a ride back to the airport. It was absolutely mind-boggling. Just incredible. I was like, wow, look at this.
Yeah, we were at the Patriot last year, and the doors at the hotel wouldn't work. They wouldn't slide. It was too cold.
Yeah, it's just absolutely, in Minneapolis, of all places, ridiculous. 1280 a.m., the Patriot listeners, man, we love you guys. God bless you, every single one of you. God bless us, each and every one of us. David Kodria, Hudson, Ohio. Lots of fun stuff going on out there now, isn't there?
Lots of fun stuff, lots of not-so-fun stuff. You have massacres taking place in Paris and in Nigeria. And, of course, the key similarity in all of these is that the attackers can count on an unarmed victim pool. It takes me, you know, right back to bulletproof mind, Mark. Every time, one of these things happen, I think of Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, and I think of his chilling description of what happened in, you know, the massacre over there, and it's just amazing. And you see this continue to happen, and these countries institute every single law that the Everytown people and the Million Moms or the Demanding Moms and the Brady people and all these people want to impose here, and you can see it unfold every time one of these things happens.
You know, this would be a good time, David. You're right, and I want to get back to that point because that's that gun-free zone again. We've asked the question. I don't want to be redundant, but I want to get the opinion, your expert opinion, and George's opinion on that topic, and we'll do that by kind of a segueing from a question or a comment here about Twitter. We are doing something new here today. We're getting great response from you, and we really, really appreciate it. Visit us at Twitter during the live program, and we're reading some of your tweets. We've been doing it for the previous 2 hours. We will continue to do it through this hour. If you have a question for David Kodria or for the panel in general, for George the Mad Ogre Hill, or a comment, you want to talk with our Armed American Radio Washington, D.C. editor Neil McCabe, now's the time to tweet. Kevin Michalowski, sitting to my left, managing editor of Conceal Carry Magazine, at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio on Twitter. Mark Blaze writes, we can at least stop them from making their attacks worse. That's a great point. And I go back to what Susanna Hupp said on a panel that I did with her on Fox News on the Stossel show a couple, 3 years back. And her comment was this. When John Stossel asked her, of course, Susanna Hupp was inside the Luby's cafeteria in 1992 when madman George Henard crashed his truck through a window, got out, and subsequently murdered over 20 people, including her mother and father, in cold blood. And John Stossel asked her, would it have made a difference if you had had your gun? Which, by the way, was left in her truck because she was a law-abiding citizen. And her response was, you know, John, I don't know. But what I do know is at least it would have changed the odds. At least it would have changed the odds. So Mark Blaze, Twitter, we can at least stop them from making their attacks worse. Absolutely true. Rick Ellison, the ladies like to carry a purse, which I understand, but you need to allow 1 second to put the bad guy in your sights. He's talking a little bit about, I believe, the off-body carrying and so forth. This is great stuff. At Armed American Radio, or let me rephrase that, at AAR Radio at Twitter, and jump in the conversation with us here on the panel. George Hill, would that attack have turned out differently here in America?
Of course it would, because as we've seen, any time that armed response meets one of these types of mad shooting situations, the attack ends and it stops. The two officers that responded first had to run away because they were unarmed. The attack could have stopped and ended then.
Yeah, it is fascinating. I could not help but watch that video. It's horrifying to watch that. And think to myself, what if that had happened here? What if that had happened? What if that was me in my home, two stories up? What would I have done differently? And, of course, I train with my firearms. I think about these things. I do stay in condition yellow. All right? This is part of the way I live my life. So it's normal. It's common for me to think like that. I put myself in certain situations and scenarios. I lived through one. Those of you who are thinking you're a paranoid wacko,
we always ask, "What if?" We always ask.
Well, you have to. That's how you can set your mind. That's how you can begin your training process, by asking "What if?" You're chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to ask "What if?" You have to put yourself in the scenario, in the situation. What would you do? What would you do? And I just want to do something. I would not want to be the guy sitting there with a video camera, and that's all I had, watching people get slaughtered on the street.
Filming a murder of a law enforcement officer who patrols your own neighborhood. So when I ask myself that question, here's the difference. I go back to what Susanna Hupp said. David, I'm sure you'll agree. We had fantastic conversation earlier today. We'll go there later in this hour. But I ask myself this question, what would I have done? Here's what I can tell you. Well, I really don't know, honestly, how I would have reacted. But here's what I do know. I know sitting in the safe behind me was enough weaponry and firepower to end that attack with two well-placed shots that could have been made, and I have been timed, in under a second.
Yeah.
These two people, when you go back and look at that video, had no idea they were being videotaped. They would have had no idea if they were in your crosshairs or even your iron sights. I mean, yes, I do believe this attack would have turned out differently, but here's the thing. I don't think that attack in that type fashion would have occurred in America for that very reason. Now, do I think that we're long overdue for something? Yes, I do, unfortunately. And that's a chilling reminder that there is evil in this world. It exists, and it wants to kill you. Armed American Radio returns right after this. You think about that during the break.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Oh, that's... Ooh, that's old Bon Scott ripping it up with Riff Raff. You hear it on the radio. Oh, man.
Riff who?
That's Riff Raff. That's 1977.
Oh, man.
AC/DC, man. I told you last week. That stuff makes me want to get up. Fist pump the air.
Oh, my. No, you didn't go
Woo!
There.
Woo! Yeah. Makes me want to sing.
Oh, man.
But I won't. I won't because my voice is a little bit shot. You know, Neil McCabe, I want to go directly to you before we go to the rest of the panel.
Sure.
And I got a text from you earlier, and I want to apologize. I wasn't paying attention to it. Got a bunch of stuff going on here. I'm in different surroundings here in this amazing facility in West Bend, Wisconsin. You can check that out at facebook.com/armedamericanradio and actually see the conference center where we're broadcasting from today. It's fantastic. But you had sent a text about Tidal, and I've been calling you what you are to us, and that is Washington's Armed American Radio editor. But you are also, and make it a point, that you are a columnist at townhall.com.
Yes.
And you are the editor of the news site, thewashingtonmercury.com, as well as the D.C. editor of Armed American Radio. So I want to apologize and make sure that people understand that.
Oh, sure. Hey, thank you, Mark. But, Joe, the other point I wanted to make, if we have a minute, is...
We do. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing is, when you said that you had some guests on the show, I thought maybe you'd have Chris Christie in studio with you, because I believe he was at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field to cheer on his Cowboys, and so I just assumed that you might put a call into him and bring him in studio.
Let me tell you something about Chris Christie. Chris Christie isn't welcome in the Armed American Radio studios. Chris Christie is no friend of gun owners. Chris Christie, if you turn him sideways, is a D. Chris Christie is a rhino at best. And Chris Christie has no chance at a presidential nomination in this country. And what I've witnessed him doing with the Dallas Cowboys and all this is almost sickening. Now, Ed Rendell, former mayor, I wish he was still the mayor. Yeah, he's a big old Democrat, Ed Rendell, but I used to like listening to Ed Rendell, his commentary on a number of the news channels. He was former governor of Pennsylvania, and he made a comment about Chris Christie's affinity for the Dallas Cowboys, and he called it pathetic. And Chris Christie's response was, "Oh, Ed Rendell, didn't he used to be somebody?"
Ooh,
this is the type of guy that you're talking about in Chris Christie.
Yeah, no, I've always said that sort of the defining characteristic of Chris Christie is he's a jerk. And so if a school teacher or somebody gets up at a town meeting and asks him a serious question about his policies, his response is to yell and berate and insult them. But he's supposed to be a bully for the right, but as we've seen over and over again, he is as dangerous an opponent of gun rights as in New Jersey as anyone. And we've talked back and forth about whether he's a net positive or a net loss, but with his recent move, where he's trying to put the control of guns and ammunition in the state of New Jersey under the direct control of the state police, I think now we can say he is what he is. He is an enemy of gun owners and an enemy of gun rights.
Yeah, it speaks volumes of his intellect to allow that type of information or even just a whiff of it to escape over the next 2 years if he has any designs whatsoever on the White House. It just speaks volumes about Chris Christie. He's no friend of yours as a gun owner, and I hope he doesn't have your vote. He would have to go very, very, he'd have to make tremendous strides in order to change my mind, and I don't see it happening. Let's go to David Codrier real quick. David, my assessment on Christie, when I saw what he said about Ed Rendell, who was a formidable opponent as a Democrat and, quite frankly, a great commentator. I may disagree with the man, but he was a great commentator on the news. I enjoyed his perspectives and the debate that he brought to the table, even though I disagreed with him. For Christie to respond to him, a former governor of the state of Pennsylvania, like that, I liken that to the liberal losing the argument who throws their arms up in disgust and says, "Oh, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care?"
Oh, I don't know. I think, because I used to call Rendell Grendel after the monster that Beowulf destroyed. And you know,
he was easy to pick on, but he was fun to listen to.
Well, whenever these guys want to destroy each other, you know, I just say, you know, let's make some popcorn and watch.
That's a great point, you know. But I got to tell you too, I actually like it and enjoy it. It's tough to do, but I've seen when you see Corporal Cuball having a tough time defending the Obama administration, that tells you just about everything you need to know. These are Democrat strategists and apologists through every ounce of blood in their body, and they're having a tough time. And I thought that was beneath. Was it really beneath Chris Christie?
Well,
I don't know.
I think it just betrays who he really is. And
agreed.
His whole reason to be on the stage is he's a jerk. And you know, there may be people listening who are not maybe as conservative as I am or you are, Mark. But you know, as a Republican governor of New Jersey who is supposed to be, who came very close to being on the ticket running with Mitt Romney, right, for him to have that play date with Obama 3 days before the election, after Hurricane Sandy, right, I mean, what else do you need to know about the guy?
Yeah, that's all of that will come back to haunt him. I think he's got as much of a prayer of winning a Republican nomination as Kevin Michalowski sitting to my left does, and maybe you should run.
Well, I was thinking about it. I mean, I got to put together a committee first and raise some funds.
George, the Mad Ogre Hill, your thoughts on Christie before we move on?
Well, as you guys said, Christie's no friend of ours. He's not a conservative. He's not friendly to the Second Amendment, and that's the litmus test. If he's not pro-gun, he's not pro-America. He is pro-authoritarian. He's a progressive. He's not for the GOP, he's not for us, which means the GOP is probably going to be all over him. They're going to love him because the GOP is going progressive. That's just the way they're going.
George, I would have possibly agreed with you about a year ago on that statement about the GOP being all over him. I'm not seeing that happen right now. Neil, I want to get your opinion on this, and then I want to ask David about this too.
Sure.
There is some rumbling that Romney is going to run. Now, I'm no Romney fan. What I will tell you is I'm anybody fan except Hillary Clinton. All right, maybe it's the hold your nose, you know, void off the stink, and pull the lever. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. We certainly don't know who the nominee is going to be on the Republican side yet. The presumptive nominee on the left, of course, is Hillary Clinton. Now there's some rumor running around, and there's starting to be some press popping, and Romney's wife has made some comments, and I guess they're talking about it. He is understanding that if he's going to make a move, he's going to have to do it quick before Jeb Bush, another rhino, snatches up the large donors. My thought is if Romney runs and gets the nomination, he will soundly and easily defeat Hillary Clinton. Now, you've got about 15 seconds to tell me whether I'm nuts or not.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if Romney wins, because there's a lot of people around him, the consultants and staffers, who will make a lot of money one more time if he runs. And you know, it's really tempting to sort of take that money, whether you win or lose. You can put hundreds of thousands of dollars in the pockets of your
family. All right, well, I'll tell you why when we come back from the break, why I think he'll win if, in fact, he gets the nomination. Tweet us at AAR Radio. We'll be back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome to the show. Armed American Radio migrated north to the Crossbreed Holster Studios at the USCCA corporate headquarters in West Bend, Wisconsin. It's a pleasure to have you here. That's a little bit of Buck Cherry, Lawless and Lulu. That's some great rock and roll, too.
Lawless?
Buck Cherry.
Is that what you're trying to
do? Yeah, it's hard rock. You got to like that stuff. It's good stuff. I like the guitar, so I thought it was a great intro. I want to go around the panel here. Some of the best radio the best radio that happens is the radio that you never hear, and I want to bring it to you. Kevin and I were sitting here in the USCCA Crossbreed Holster Studios here in West Bend, Wisconsin, talking during the break about my comment about Romney. Let me quick give you the theory, then I want to go around the table and get the perspective of the experts here. Obama fatigue has set in. The most divisive president, I think, in our history. People are done with it. They're over it. The socialist, ultra-liberal, progressive experiment at the presidential level in this country, I believe, is done. America has had enough. If Romney steps in now, he has got a platform far greater than he ever had during his first run against Obama, in the sense that all he's got to do is look at Hillary Clinton and say, have you had enough of this yet? Because now he's giving America the chance to say, if you had elected me then, things would have been different. I believe he walks away with it if, in fact, he steps in, if, in fact, Hillary runs. Here's my other theory on Mitt Romney. I'm not a Mitt Romney fan at all. I'd rather have Mitt Romney in office than Hillary Clinton, I'll tell you that much right now. If that's the choice, you got to hold your nose and you got to vote. That's the way it is. But I'll tell you one thing. If Mitt Romney does run, does get the nomination, I believe he will win, and win handily, I think. But he won't touch your firearms. He won't touch firearms. He won't go anywhere near it. Let's start with David Kodria. Talk to me, brother.
Well, when he had a chance and he was in power, he did touch firearms. And he also imposed a version of Romney Care, which is very similar to Obamacare. You know, Mark, I think the big thing is it's almost like we have the frog in the pot. And when the Democrats are in power, they can't control themselves, and the water gets hot real fast, and people start to jump. What I'm afraid of with the Republican establishment in general, and we've talked about the amnesty situation on this program till we're blue in the face, is that despite wishful thinking, all credible polls show that if you give a pathway to citizenship to people who broke the law to get in here, you're going to again create a Democrat majority from which the Republicans can never recover. And, you know, it's like ultimately what we get down to is once we start getting this kind of stuff imposed on us from all different directions, and you see the Republican establishment in Congress dithering on the issue, ultimately gun owners have the choice. Simply as we see in Connecticut and in New York and in other places, we're just not going to comply.
I absolutely agree with every point you made. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, go ahead.
You know, Mitt Romney might have been the right guy for the job years ago. At this point, Romney has shown a lack of commitment. The man has no balls. He does not have the machismo. He doesn't have the drive, or, you know, to be the commander in chief. I mean, look at his in and out, wishy washy. Maybe I'll run, maybe I won't. All this BS that he's been putting out.
But you know, George, I'm not going to disagree with you either. But I want to preface this with this: what I said was if. What I said was if. Now, a lot has to happen for that to occur, okay? But I do believe that the Obama fatigue will propel him into the White House if, in fact, he gets the nomination. I believe that will happen. As I said, I'm not a Romney fan. Believe me, he's not my first choice. But when I look down the list of Republicans, I don't think my first choice is going to run anyway, because the establishment, unfortunately, still controls the power of the purse in D.C. Neil McCabe.
Well, I think, first of all, that there's no way on God's green earth that Hillary Clinton will be president of the United States in this world or the next. I mean, I'm really convinced that, you know, it'll be 16, 20 years since she was in the White House, and, you know, it's just been too long, and she's, what, 100 years old now? She doesn't even buy green bananas. So I think
you've actually said that on this show before. It went over my head about a year ago when you said that, but not this time. Love it.
But the, you know, to be fair to Mitt Romney, that bill he signed in Massachusetts was written in part with the NRA. And the NRA told him that, you know, I guess that's part of their philosophy of trying to do what they can in supposedly, you know, liberal states. I think that what you're going to see, though, is, you know, Jeb Bush may have beat Mitt Romney to the jump by lining up all of the contributors and sort of the establishment people. And so it'll be Jeb Bush versus whatever conservative emerges, whether that's Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or, you know, I think Christie's pretty much boxed himself out. This stuff on guns combined with the scandal with the George Washington Bridge and this whole thing about the Dallas Cowboys has just soured people.
Isn't that funny how that's happened? It has been fascinating to watch that happen.
I mean, it was a gimmick, and the gimmick didn't work.
Well, you know, Jerry Jones puts off a lot of people. And let's just take the area that he comes from up in New Jersey. There are a lot of very upset people, and there's a lot of money at stake. You've got football teams that play, and, you know, like it or not, Christy, people love football. And there are a lot of football fans in the Philadelphia and the New Jersey, New York area. And the Meadowlands, by the way, where the New York Giants and the New York Jets play, is in New Jersey. He's ticked off a lot of people. And you're right, it has soured people. It has soured people on him and his persona, I think. A lot has to happen. It's going to be fascinating to see. I got to thinking a little bit about that. In fact, I was having that conversation with my wife about Romney, and it just kind of happened that if, in fact, he can do it. But I think you might be right about the Jeb Bush deal. I lived in Florida for many years, was there during Jeb Bush's entire tenure in the state of Florida. He wasn't a bad governor. He did get some great marks on education. He was, at the time I was there, very pro-gun. At the time, a lot's changed in Florida, and Governor Scott, quite frankly, has blown him away relative to signing pro-gun legislation. But the fact that it didn't hit his desk isn't necessarily his fault. Now, yeah, David brought up...
Well, I was just going to say about Florida, this is a gun show, but a lot of conservatives are going to look at his defense of Terry Schiavo.
Oh, sure.
He went beyond his legal powers and authorities to try to save that woman's life.
Right.
And that's certainly something that Romney would never do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Of course, the Terry Schiavo case, the case of a young woman who was in a coma for quite some time, a court battle with her estranged husband who divorced her while she was in a coma, who, as her surviving spouse, was attempting to pull the plug on her. And it was a very sordid, really disgusting case of an individual who, quite frankly, wanted her dead so that he could move on with his life. And it played out in the public eye. It was a terrible situation. And Jeb Bush, you're absolutely correct about that, did everything beyond to try to keep that young lady alive. It was a horrible case. David, let me go over to you. The makeup of this Congress would be a lot different if, in fact, Romney runs, relative to their desire to do anything they can to dismantle Obamacare versus what happened in Massachusetts with RomneyCare. And I think the public perception, with about 60% of the people now wanting the dismantling of Obamacare, would change things. What do you think about that as far as Romney's concerned?
Well, I think the makeup of the Congress is fluid, and if you add 12 million voters who, by all credible polling, are going to be Democrats,
now you're right about that.
The makeup
amnesty,
of the Congress is going to tremendously change, and we cannot forget that point. And this is the one point that I wish the major gun groups would pick up on, because so far the only one talking about it, God bless him, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners
right.
of America.
Sure, sure. No compromise, brother. Hey, we're getting ready to take a break. Great commentary as well. Fun conversation to have. We're going to turn the microphone over to David when we come back and let him run with a couple stories that he and I talked about off-air earlier today so we can bring it to you and you can become better educated. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little
total is $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Bon Scott, love that stuff. Welcome back to the program. Armed American Radio. The Mobification of Armed American Radio is well underway, and this is the final segment of this week's broadcast. Hard to believe. My voice hung out. That's good.
It did good.
I'm good for that. Prayed God for that to happen. Got another tweet here from Rick Ellison. He's given us a couple of them. I want a president of the United States that prays to God and follows the Constitution and PACs.
And PACs.
You got to love that, Rick. You're talking about Perry and, you're talking about Cruz, and I just don't know that those guys stand a chance, but it will be fun.
A president who pushes the Secret Service aside and says, I got this,
yeah. Shoots coyotes while he's jogging. Well, you know, we don't know what we're going to get. It is going to be interesting. Everybody's comments on the panel are certainly correct. We're speculating. We just don't know. But it is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Remember, tweet us at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio, and let your voice be heard. We will read it. We've been doing it throughout the program, and we really appreciate the participation. It's been fantastic. Kevin, always fun to be on the show.
Good
to have
you.
It's always fun to have you on the show, regardless of where we do this around the country.
Yeah, I like being here, so thank you very much.
Next week, we will be in Las Vegas for SHOT Show. Can't let the show go on before the end, and I turn it over to David without mentioning SHOT Show. The USCCA will have a booth there. I will be visible at that booth and over at the Crossbreed Holsters booth at the SHOT Show. Come on by and say hi. Just catch me and we'll be there.
Our booth is up near the media room up in the association segment.
Right, which will
there,
be up on the third floor.
Yeah,
so
third
make,
floor.
Third floor. All you've got to do is follow the signs for the media room, and you'll find that booth up there for USCCA. Stop by and say hello. Would love to meet with you and shake your paw. It makes Vegas fun. I'm not a big fan of Vegas. I wish they'd move that show back east.
I think it should be back and forth. But, I didn't mind Orlando. It was kind of far away. But
yeah, it's too late now. It's in Vegas for the foreseeable future and for the remainder of my life anyway.
Yeah.
As far as this contract, I think the NSSF, that being the National Shooting Sports Foundation, who, by the way, are based in Newtown, Connecticut.
Yes.
Okay. So if you make it out to SHOT Show, love to see you. David, I want to turn it over to you. A couple topics we talked about today, very provocative and interesting. Have at it, brother.
Yeah, well, one of the first things we talked about was the latest run-in with the law that George Zimmerman has had. And you let me know that Sean properly let you know that, in his opinion, from the program point of view, that chronicling the ups and downs in George Zimmerman's life is not the mission of Armed American Radio. I understand that he called in, and you let him present his side of the story.
That is correct.
And I don't want to disagree with Sean, because last time it was over who's hotter, Marianne or Ginger, and we ended up with a real knockdown drag.
I think Gilligan won that debate, didn't he?
But this is not really about George Zimmerman. Just as the shooting he was involved in was not about George Zimmerman, it was about when is it appropriate for an armed citizen to defend himself.
And okay, stop. Let me lead here with this, because you're absolutely correct. Part of the discussion, I want listeners to understand what you and I talked about earlier today. It's not the mission here to talk about. Just has nothing to do. Just like the Trayvon Martin case, we never discussed that case on the show because we weren't there. We let it play out, and after it happened, we assembled a team of amazing experts here to analyze the results. Whichever way it went, that was our goal. We don't. My thoughts on it was, well, look, unless this affects the Second Amendment, there's really no need to discuss it. And you rightfully corrected me and reminded me of what?
Well, that, in fact, the judge, just on the say-so of an accusation, made George Zimmerman surrender his firearms. And this is a man with credible death threats on his life, with a price on his head, and now all of a sudden, based on no due process and the say-so, you know, this affects every gun owner who has a significant other in their life, because all you have to do is have that go sour and have that person start leveling accusations, and all of a sudden you find out that legally your gun rights have been infringed upon.
And this has been a tactic of the left.
Oh, yes.
Domestic violence is a hideous crime. It's one of the worst. We had Aaron Craig on this program last week, who stopped a vicious, brutal, or 2 weeks ago,
yeah, two weeks
losing
ago.
Time, stopped a vicious, brutal attack on the streets of Dallas with his lawfully carried firearm. And my first words to him were, job well done, and congratulations, my friend. But you're right about that when it comes to due process, that accusation, and the left has been using that as a tool to come after firearms mm-hmm. for quite some time, as they've been using mental health and so forth, and it's very difficult and very subjective.
Yes.
Mental health. Now, you're a law enforcement officer. Give us your perspective on this.
Well, it's wide open when we're dealing with especially a domestic assault or a domestic disturbance that involves disorderly conduct. I had to go back to the state statutes, looking them up here. We have like 11 different paragraphs of what we can do, search incident to arrest, and then there's 5 different things about confiscating firearms at the scene, whether or not we're going to do that. If we have to take them away, it depends on who owns them and who is, you know, this is a call to the district attorney, and he almost always says, well, we're going to be safe. We're going to err on the side of safety. We're going to remove those firearms. And then it's a 16-paragraph thing that says whether or not we can give those firearms back. It's kind of out of control.
George, yeah. David, I can hear David right now going through the roof in Hudson. David, do not destroy your patio. I can hear it right now. Stay calm for just a second. George, your thoughts on this when an accusation, and again, this has nothing to do with Zimmerman, but David brought that up to me because this has been an issue for quite some time and has been an argument over the domestic violence, and I know people who have been involved and suffered from domestic violence. Nobody don't want to insinuate anything there, but we're talking about the due process here, where that accusation maybe falsely is leveled with the intent of doing harm to that person who might know he loves his guns. All I got to do is say this, and done. George.
Well, you don't even need to really do an accusation. All you have to do is file a restraining order and just say that you're afraid. And boom, due process thrown out the window.
You're right.
So, you know, gun owners are, you know, we're behind the eight ball. We don't have to do anything. We can just have somebody be afraid of us. They file a restraining order, and we're done. Our carry permits are revoked. Police can come to our house and confiscate all the firearms that we have. So we have to be above board. We have to be polite, and we cannot be cavalier interactions like some people have, getting themselves in trouble and making bad personal decisions and life choices. Guys like Zimmerman, I mean, at first they were a pariah because of bad press, and it turns out that they're a pariah because of, I'm going to say it, poor life choices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This guy is putting himself in situations where he shouldn't be putting himself in. He needs to just stand down, relax, go to the beach, go to Bora Bora and get away from things, get away from people, and just calm down. I don't know what's going on in his life to make him want to interject himself into where he has no chances for positive outcome.
All right, Neil, your thoughts? Neil, I hate to do it. Mr. Townhall.com columnist. Tell us about the website really quick.
The Washington Mercury is a news site that basically, if you're interested in what's going on in Washington, we have all the stories, original content, and also from other places. And
all right,
townhall.com is fantastic.
All right, Neil, thank you very much. David Kodia, thank you very much. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, thank you. Kevin Michalowski, thank you. Becky Syriax, thank you. Rob Conlon, thank you. And everybody else, Tim Schmidt, thank you, because we're sitting in your facility, the United States Concealed Carry Association. We thank all of them for allowing us to come home here to Wisconsin and broadcast from this beautiful facility. Check them out, won't you? USCCA.com. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.